Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's my favorite part of all the Van Halen songs, that little riff right there. That's from Jump. One of my favorite songs. Welcome back, 7 Till. We're rocking and rolling here on the Small Business Advocate Show. This part right here. Here it comes. Isn't that good? I like that. Welcome back again. I'm glad you're here. Ivan Meiser's here. Ivan, we're rocking and rolling here on the Small Business Advocate Show. We're talking about networking, why people resist networking. Ivan is the founder and the chairman of BNI. Business Network International, that's BNI.com. If you're not a member, I want to know why. And you need to join a local group. If they don't have a local group, you can become the leader of a local group. Just go to that website and find out all about that. Right, Ivan?
Absolutely. We have now 6,300 groups in over 50 countries around the world.
It's amazing how you've grown since you've known me, Ivan.
It is. It's the show that's done it.
Hey, Ivan, we're talking about why people resist networking. One of the things, did people really say, when you asked them why they resisted networking, did some people really say, I don't have the time?
Oh, yes, absolutely. You know, we had some say, networking takes time away from the gym, or working through lunch, or getting home to help the kids make dinner. Now, that one I can kind of understand, but takes time away from the gym. Hey, go a little earlier.
But they're making it sound like networking can only happen when you go in a room and somebody says, "Okay, let the networking begin." And then
yeah.
And then an hour later, somebody says, "Okay, the networking is over. Please go home."
No. Yes, and don't talk to each other
and
on the way out.
Do not network in the drive out of the parking lot because that's not allowed.
That's right. We had one person say, "I don't have time for my friends. You want me to socialize with strangers?" We did. Yeah,
folks,
funny,
it's not a big deal. It's not a big deal. It's not hard. It's not official. It's not prescribed. It's not dictated. Just meet people and find out what's going on in their lives and find out how you can help them. And in time, you cast your bread upon the waters, and it will come back to you in time.
That's true, but there is also a segment that they don't feel confident about the outcome of networking, so they think it's a waste of valuable time, and that group of people are a little harder to.
Well, they need to have counseling or something. That, people like that.
Well,
tell them the law of reciprocity. I tell people this. I quote you on this all the time. Tell them what it is.
Well, the law of reciprocity is part of social capital theory, and it really is predicated on the idea of what goes around comes around. If I help you, you'll help me.
But you have a little thing that you say all the time.
Yeah, in BNI we call it giver's gain.
There it is.
That if you want to get business, you have to be willing to give business to other people.
Giver's gain, folks. How many times you hear me say that even when Ivy's not here?
It's a powerful concept. And look, I'm like the least new age guy you'll ever meet. But I'm here to tell you that I see it every day. People who get together and try to help one another, it's an example of the sum of the whole being greater than the individual parts. The people working together generate infinitely more. And, oh, you know what? We should talk about this concept at a future date. I came up with literally the math for why more people working together makes an impact. I call it the squared connection effect. Mm-hmm. If you have 16 people in a network working, you got 256 connections. But if you have 32 people together working in a network, you have 1,024 connections.
Mm-hmm.
You got to see that visually. Mm-hmm. But the more people that you have working together, the more connections that are created as a result.
But you know, Ivan, in any given week, any given month, any given year, I will think of someone, and I'll realize I could do something for them, and I'll do it. I'll actually go ahead and do something nice for them. And then there's another example of where I could have, and I didn't do it. And then within the next year, each one of those people, there's something will come up where they could help me. And I feel so great about actually calling the person who I've done something for and feeling not bad about saying, would you help me? And then there's the other person that I didn't help. And I think, okay, I should have done, I had a chance and I didn't do it. What I'm saying is it makes you feel good if you help someone, even though they haven't helped you yet. What do you think?
Yeah, I think people have a hard time understanding how that will benefit them, but you are absolutely correct. By contributing to others and helping others, it comes back around. But it may not come back around from that one person. It might
That's
come
right.
from somebody who watched
the
you
universe
help
has
that
an
person.
Interesting way of playing all that out and
it
balancing
really does.
And creating the balance sheet. Ivan, thanks for being here. Good job today. Come back
hey,
soon.
It's always good to be on.
Ivan Miser, ladies and gentlemen, BNI.com. Check it out. And all of his books, there are thousands of them. And I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm going to wrap it up by telling you something from Ecclesiastes. Cast your bread upon the water. In time, it will come back to you. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.